This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast. This was a bit of an early start, and it's all down to you, David Ellis. No, tell us why I'm here in the middle of Princes Street Gardens at 7:30 in the morning.
Well, this morning's the sort of unveiling of the launch of our new our capital campaign, our fundraising campaign, basically to deliver on sort of the work that we've been doing over the last few years and our vision to transform Princes Street Gardens into this wonderful public green space.
You've given it a new name.
Well, we've given a name to the campaign. It's important to stress that Prince Street Gardens, we're not trying to change the name there, we're not trying to change the name of the venue or any of the aspects of the gardens, but actually it's really important if we're taking this project and our vision to try and raise money for it. It's really important that it has got a strong identity that really symbolises exactly why we're doing what we're doing, and I think through our new name it really does that.
You better tell us what the name is then, David.
So the name of the capital campaign is a Quake project, a Quake being a traditional Scottish sharing cup. When we were pitching, or when design agencies were pitching to us about trying to name the campaign, this name stood out, and I think it sort of resonated with almost everyone in our in the team with regards to not only the fact that it is Scottish in its heritage, but actually cleverly the shape of the gardens in terms of the way the land sits. It's a sort of shallow depression between the old and the new town. Actually, it's very, very similar to the shape of a quake. So not only does it have that Scottish resonance, the actual land sort of sits in the same shape, but actually the connotations of a quake and what it's used for are the fact that it's a sharing cup. It symbolises friendship and celebration, and really actually, I mean, the whole purpose of this is creating a wonderful space that people can come and enjoy. They can create memories with friends, and they can celebrate how wonderful not only the space is, but Edinburgh as a city is. And so for us, I mean, it just ticked every box. It was absolutely perfect.
And so from today, you're now looking for the £25 million,
yep,
which is needed to,
yep,
then create the... You've already got a concept design, mm-hmm, for what will sit in the gardens. What are you going to do to raise £25 million starting today? You're not on the clock.
No. It seems like an awful lot of money, but we've got a fantastic vision here. Edinburgh's a very loved city. There's a lot of wealthy people that live here. There's a lot of wealthy people who have connections to the city. There's lots of big businesses that are based here that want to support public amenities in the city centre. Yeah, it's extremely fantastic project, and obviously we've already completed work, as you know, Phyllis. We've finished the Ross Fountain. We got lots of donations towards that. Our lead benefactor, Norman Springford, is providing £5 million. So if that's an indication about how people feel about this space, I think it's just about trying to explain the vision properly, and I think that the project actually sells itself, really. So
just very briefly, David, people are always worried about Princes Street Gardens, particularly West Princes Street,
yep,
Gardens, and the fact that they're kept out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be a space for all. Who's going to manage it?
So the management going forward after the improvements are made will be retained with the City of Edinburgh Council. We're currently working with them right now in terms of how we're going to set up a sort of a programme in terms of events. I mean, for us from the beginning, it's about delivering a space that can be used as the old bandstand was over 100 years ago, as a community performance space, but actually suitable for the 21st century in which we live. It's about delivering a space that can be used all year round by the people of the city. Of course, it will accommodate for the big events, but those big events will help to provide the sort of free or the very, very cheap and accessible public events that happen. So it's about balance, and that's a discussion that we'll be talking about in much more detail going forward. But we're at a very, very early stage right now. As the sort of programme develops and the management plan develops, we'll be sharing that publicly, and people will have a chance to get involved. And actually, find out from the people of Edinburgh, well, how many sort of small events do you want to see? How many big events do you want to see? And that's about, we're committed and the council are committed to delivering effectively what people in Edinburgh want to see.
Well, that would be great, David. I'll come back and speak to you about
fantastic
that any time,
yeah,
but perhaps not at 7:30 in
no
the morning. You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.